I just thought to briefly get back to a few expressions of Dogen's that I shared with you last time, and that some people found difficult to connect with. And it was about Dogen saying that living and dying was a tool in the Buddha's house, and that we need to leave living and dying to the body, living and dying to the mind, living and dying to living and dying. And I found that myself very helpful. It reminded me so much of the Tao Te Ching, where we really don't interfere with our will and our doing in the course of the universe, of the flow of life. And so this really, for me, rang the bell of surrender. And it is so touching that this surrender can be expressed in various ways. And Dogen chooses a quite a clear leave, living and dying to living and dying. And so just this to clarify this for the people who found that difficult to understand. But we will leave the section on birth and death and go read the paragraph about enlightenment. Now, you all have different translations. And I know people have Okumura translation or Nishijima Cross or Reverend Joubert. And I mentioned before that all are slightly different. And for tonight, I have chosen the translation of Tanahashi. And I find him mild and accessible. And he, this paragraph is about enlightenment. Enlightenment is like the moon reflected on the water. And the moon does not get wet, nor is the water broken, disturbed, affected. Although its light is wide and great, the moon is reflected even in a puddle of an inch square wide. The whole moon and the entire sky are reflected in the dewdrops on the grass, or even in one drop of water. Likewise, enlightenment does not divide you. Just as the moon does not get disturbed. And you cannot hinder enlightenment, just as a drop of water does not hinder the moon in the sky. The depth of the drop is the height of the moon. Each reflection, however long or short its duration, manifests the vastness of the dewdrop, or manifests the size or intensity of the dewdrop, and realizes the limitlessness of the moon in the sky. Ignorance can be seen as the lack of that light of the moon. When one hasn't intuited yet this light, nor seen it, and yet it's always there. There always is this awareness. But it takes time for us to realize that. That we actually know this light from the very start, and it calls us to train. And it is our training, our understanding, our knowing, and the clarity that we experience, which is actually the light of the moon. So on one hand, we don't produce it. It is a recognition. It is a deep knowing. And the deeper we realize, the brighter the moon. And that is the more our ideas are out of the way, our personal perspectives are recognized and out of the way, they no longer hinder, then that moon penetrates and it's in a drop, and we all basically are a drop. You can also say we all are a lake. But I think more in my sense, we are a drop of water on the grass. Shining as a jewel. So that light fills our body and mind. And it's up to us, to not, cast a shadow. With useless thoughts, doubts, and opinions. So this is what Dogen says in this particular paragraph about enlightenment.